Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Studio. It is Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid. I'm Sammy Kincaid, and I am very excited to be joined for the first Shattered Ceiling segment ever. I'm joined by Aaliyah White. Aaliyah, how are you doing today?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great and can't wait to get started.
Absolutely. Well, this segment is going to be featuring student athletes or administrators that are women in sports and just really sharing those stories. And Aaliyah, whenever I was thinking of women in sports whose stories are powerful that have shattered those ceilings, and your story is one that came to mind first. I'll go ahead and start out so that the listeners know you are a student athlete that I covered while I was at the University of Central Florida, and you played softball, broke records there, but your journey to that has not always been easy. So why don't you just go ahead and give me a little basic overview of who Aaliyah White is?
Back in May, I just finished my master's degree at UCF, and I always knew that I wanted to move back to Georgia, and a couple of years ago, my parents moved back and to a little mountain town called Dahlonega. So when season ended, as I was a grad assistant last year at UCF, I decided to come home.
Awesome. And being a student athlete and getting the opportunity that you did to be a GA, and I'm sure you're still doing quite a bit with softball. I don't think you'll ever give up that sport. What have you taken from being a student athlete now to help you as you're a GA and what you're doing now?
Yeah, being a student athlete has definitely helped me be structured and organized. It allows me to work hard to be successful. And actually, currently right now, it's crazy to think about. I just moved back about a month and a half ago. And it's crazy just the fact that I'm about 3.6 miles from the University of North Georgia. And about a month ago, they were looking to hire an assistant coach. So I actually applied, and I am now the assistant coach for the University of North Georgia.
And congratulations. That is very exciting for you. I know that Coach Bear is probably very, very proud, as you and everyone at UCF is very proud. And just covering your story, let's kind of go back to your story, because you've had a long road to get to where you are. So let's start out from the beginning. It's a story that I was honored to be able to tell while I was the senior producer at UCF. And it's really going back to your first day that you don't even remember as a baby, but it's a story that's very, very important to be able to be told and very inspirational.
Yeah. So, I mean, you did a fantastic job sharing my story, and I'm thankful to even be a part of that. So thank you for that. But I was born at the end of my 24th week at just a pound and a half. The doctors told my parents that I was going to be blind and paralyzed and probably have cerebral palsy. I was on life support for 27 days, which is actually one of the reasons why I wore 27. I would say my journey definitely wasn't easy. I guess no one really told me that I wasn't supposed to do the things that I did. So I'm very big into my faith because, you know, being a miracle baby at a pound and a half and all the things the doctors told my parents, you wouldn't think that I would be here today. So I definitely don't take any of my days for granted. And I'm very thankful to be a part of UCF and the journey and the career that I had there. And now leading me here at the University of North Georgia, just so thankful to be a part of each and every person I meet and encounter I have and journey that I take, because I wasn't supposed to be here. So just so thankful, honestly.
Absolutely. And you mentioned a pound and a half, and a lot of people, I don't think they realize, yes, they know a pound and a half is really small, but it wasn't until I saw the picture that your parents showed with me where your father's wedding band looked like a bangle bracelet on your wrist. And that's such a powerful image to see just how small you were and just everything you've been able to do in your career, becoming the most winningest pitcher at UCF, which is the largest university in the country, to be able to do something like that, to be able to overcome all those obstacles you had to do What is kind of your message now to your student athletes? And you are really a vision of, they can look at you and be able to say, hey, look what she did, and I can do that too.
Yeah, I think to my student athletes now and to anyone else who's listening, don't you dare give up. I had a coach tell me when I was just 10 years old that, you know, I threw sidearm, I didn't run fast enough, and I just remember him pretty much telling me that I would never make it. So don't believe anyone when they say that you can't, because you can. When you set your mind to something, your mind's a very powerful thing, and you can definitely do whatever you want to do and whatever your heart is set out to do. So don't you dare give up, and you keep going, whatever anyone else tells you.
Yeah, and let's focus now on really that new coaching role that you have, because that's so exciting for you to take that next step in your career and seeing how Coach Bear has helped you move forward in your career. How does it change your perspective now that you're no longer on a roster, but you're now on that other side of the roster as a coach?
Yeah, Coach Bear strongly encouraged me to apply for the job, and she prepared me all last season for a role like this, and I'm so thankful for her, and I know how lucky I am to have played for her and then be a GA. But preparing me for this, I'm just so excited to learn from Coach Davenport here at UNG, and looking forward, as you know, for me, I just can't wait to compete. I'm ready to get out there and get these games going and practices going for sure.
Not much has changed in a year with you, Aaliyah. Always ready to be out there on the field. And what do you think is the main thing in your routine that has made you so successful on and off the field?
Honestly, for me, I think it's pretty simple. It's be positive and work hard. There's a lot of negativity around the world and each and every day that people can let get into their mind. And I think it's a big role in just being positive and working hard around you to be successful. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, but if you want to be where you want to be, work hard. When nobody's watching, when everybody's watching, just in every part of your life, in the classroom, in your daily work, at home, in your relationships, honestly, all around. Just be positive and put that smile on your face and keep going.
Absolutely. And again, if you're listening right now, this is the Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid, and we're in the Strike and Spare studio, and right now I have with me Aaliyah White. She was a student athlete that I covered during my time in Orlando at the University of Central Florida, now an assistant coach at University of North Georgia's softball team. And Aaliyah, why don't we talk a little bit about, when is your season start? What's kind of your daily routine right now?
Yeah, so I'm about 3.5 weeks in. So I'm cruising right along with learning everything and getting settled in. We're about 3 weeks away from school starting. So practice follows along there. We have 3 games coming up in the fall against Georgia Tech, Georgia Military College, and Clemson. They'll all be home games, so that'll be really exciting. And then spring starts about February 4th or 5th. So we're just super excited to get on the field. I can't wait for the girls to report and get to meet everyone and just get the ball rolling. And like I said, work hard.
Absolutely. And for those that did not hear at the beginning, Aaliyah has an incredible story. She was born at 1.5 pounds, and she's been a fighter since day one. That there's no question about that. She became the most winningest pitcher in UCF history while I was there covering her at UCF. And she just has a very fantastic story. But Aaliyah, like I said, a fighter since day one. So for those listening, what is your message to them?
I would say just don't you dare give up. Keep working, keep pushing. There's going to be people who tell you that you can't, and that happens in everyday life, but don't listen to them, because you can. If you put your mind to something, you can do it.
I love that. Well, thank you, Aaliyah. I really appreciate you joining me and being the first guest on the Shattered Ceilings segment. There's really no one else I could have asked to join that would have been a better fit than you. You've definitely shattered some ceilings in your career.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I'm honored to be a part of your first Power Hour, and I can't wait to keep following along.
Thanks so much, Aaliyah, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid in the Strike and Spare Studio.